This morning on WCHL, a freeze on need-based financial aid has UNC officials worried.
If we can't find alternative sources of funding, debt will rise and more students will have to borrow.
The latest on the future of Chapel Hill's Rosemary Street.
More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing. Those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process.
And why you might see fire this week at Southern Village, but not to worry. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, a Carolina tennis star goes international, and Meet the Heels Day was a big success. And
let's temper our enthusiasm over the 2014 Carolina football season.
That's today in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707, the beginning of a cloudy day. It's also very foggy out there. We have a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. It's not foggy everywhere, but in patches, visibility is not great. Mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s, another pleasant day as far as the temperature is concerned. UNC Chapel Hill officials worry the newly approved system-wide freeze on need-based financial aid could drive up student debt. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Stephen Farmer is UNC Chapel Hill's Vice Provost for Enrollment and Undergraduate Admissions. He says Friday's move by the Board of Governors to freeze the financial aid budget for Chapel Hill will make it hard for the nation's first public university to fulfill its commitment to affordable education.
It's going to be hard for us to find alternative sources of funding. If we can't find alternative sources of funding, then we predict that debt will rise and that more students will have to borrow.
The UNC Board of Governors voted unanimously on Friday to cap tuition increases at 5% each year for the next 4 years at all of the state's 16 colleges and universities. The board also placed a cap on need-based financial aid, limiting it to 15% of tuition revenue starting next year. Currently, UNC Chapel Hill and five other schools already spend more than that on need-based aid. Those schools are not required to decrease the amount of financial aid offered to students, but won't be able to increase the aid budget even if tuition goes up. Farmer says financial aid is crucial for many Chapel Hill students.
I think there's a misperception out there that the only students who receive need-based aid at Carolina or at other colleges and universities are students who are truly low income. The fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of students at Carolina who receive financial aid are middle-class students. They come from middle-income households.
More than a third of UNC Chapel Hill students take out loans to help pay for education. Once the aid freeze is in place, that number could rise to about 50%. Farmer says that would effectively undo much of the work that's been done in the past decade and a half to ensure Chapel Hill remains affordable.
We would not have been able to do what we've done over the last 15 years, keeping Carolina affordable, keeping it a best value, making sure that the average indebtedness of our students is no higher today in real dollars than it was 15 years ago. We couldn't have done all those things if we hadn't had access to tuition and we hadn't been able to return a share of the tuition revenue that we collect back to students in the form of need-based aid.
The aid freeze was approved in conjunction with a tuition cap, but Farmer says that's not likely to help students in need, as the cost of room, board, and books continue to go up independent of tuition. Still, he says the university is committed to making sure as many qualified students can attend as possible.
This university is completely committed to making it possible for every student we admit to enroll here. We don't think that a great public university should be available only to the people who can afford to pay. That's a bedrock value of Carolina, and we're going to fight like crazy to defend it. So we'll do everything we can to mitigate the impact of this proposal on our students, because our students are worth defending.
The tuition cap and financial aid freeze are slated to go into effect in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, you might smell smoke or even see flames near Southern Village during the next few days, but fire officials say there's no cause for alarm. That's because the Chapel Hill Fire Department is conducting firefighting training exercises that will involve controlled burning of three houses. Deputy Chief Matt Lawrence says that's a rare opportunity for the department.
It's really, really important that we're able to do this type of training, because it's as real as we can possibly make it for our fire responders.
The houses located along 15501 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street are scheduled to be demolished to make way for the new Southern Village Hotel. But first, firefighters will have a chance to hone their skills in a live fire.
Majority of our training is conducted in our training center, which is a concrete and steel building that we can light fires in. But it's very difficult to recreate fire behavior and how fire moves through an actual wood frame structure. So this is a good opportunity.
The department will burn one house each day, starting today, going again tomorrow and on Wednesday. All fire crews will have a chance to participate in the training. One southbound lane at 15501 will be closed in the area starting at 9 a.m. during the drills. But the lane should be reopened in time for the afternoon rush hour. Again, that will start today at 9 a.m. You can learn more by reading this story at our website, chapelboro.com. A South Carolina developer, OTO Development, is proposing the construction of a new four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street in downtown Chapel Hill. While the developer has not yet announced which brand would label this particular hotel, there's a desire to make this location more upscale and make it accessible to the many retail and dining spots found downtown. OTO told the Community Design Commission that the creation of this new hotel would serve as a positive addition to the town for a number of reasons, including numerous job opportunities both for construction and for the hotel itself, creating thousands of dollars in tax revenue annually, and it will be another piece, to the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership's project called Rosemary Imagined. That's a conceptualized idea of Rosemary Street that seeks to bring further entrepreneurial and technological expansions. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership is Meg McGurk. She says she's in complete support of the new hotel, as it will help realize their plans of making Rosemary Street the new hotspot in downtown Chapel Hill.
We know that the community has already said that it should be the entrepreneurial and innovative hub for our entire community. More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing. Those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process. And now we've expanded it to all of downtown. But that particular site where this hotel is proposed was one of the opportunity sites that came out of the Rosemary Imagined plan.
McGurk also lists a number of reasons as to why this new proposed hotel at this location would impact our community in a variety of positive ways.
Having another fantastic hotel downtown adds to our commercial tax base. We see it adds jobs to downtown. It adds vitality, more visitors downtown. We see tourism increasing here in Orange County. We want to capture those folks that are coming to Chapel Hill and Carrboro so that they're not staying in hotels in Durham or Wake. We want them here. It's a good location for a hotel downtown.
For more information on the Rosemary Imagine plan, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina lawmakers have agreed to spend an additional $1 million in the state's medical examiner system. The legislature also agreed to study how other states handle death investigations and see if North Carolina needs to increase pay, qualifications, or oversight for medical examiners. The extra money comes after a series by the Charlotte Observer that found medical examiners failed to examine bodies in one out of every nine cases, breaking state law. The series also found medical examiners only visit crime scenes about 10% of the time. Experts say seeing where the death happened can be important, so apparently it's not like we see it envisioned on TV. North Carolina Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Deborah Radish blamed the problems and a lack of money. Governor Pat McCrory asked for $2 million for medical examiners after reading that series in the newspaper. WCHL News Time, 7:14. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Here is Aaron Keck.
Thank you very much, Ron, and traffic's still looking good out there. Again, there's some fog out there this morning, so be a little bit careful as you're driving around, but as for traffic, things are looking okay. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, problem-free. 54 looking good as well in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I-40 beginning to heat up a little bit over by the RTP. Traffic-wise, otherwise, things looking good out there, and even over in that direction, things aren't too bad. Up in Durham, things are okay on 15501 of the Durham Freeway. So the major roads in the Triangle are problem-free right now. But if you're seeing anything we're not reporting, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call in the newsroom and let us know what's going on. 967-8363 and be a WCHL Road Warrior.
I appreciate that. Rand Northam appreciates it more than I do.
Yes.
Because he's off again today.
Yeah.
And Rand will return tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early. Dark and early.
So for you, it's another marathon day.
Yes. I will be back for the afternoon news at 3 p.m., so My voice will be all over the place today, but tomorrow it's around. So.
He's always on, folks. Tune in anytime you hear Aaron Keck's voice.
Day and night.
I know that's upsetting, but you know,
yeah,
try
it's
and
pretty
bear
upsetting.
With it. One
there
more day.
Every time you read the story about the McCrory asking for $1 million, I have to do the Dr. Evil thing with my pinky finger. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't notice that.
I know you haven't been looking at me. Mm. I'm just pointing that out.
I keep thinking about the medical examiner's thing. You know, are you telling me that they only actually examine bodies and one out of every nine? Only visit crime scenes about 10% of the time, and they only examine. They fail to examine bodies in one out of every nine cases.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, it's terrible.
It's amazing what goes on and what doesn't go on in jobs you don't have. You think of a job as being a certain way, and then you find out it's not that procedure at all.
Yeah.
I blame CSI.
Sort of like people think of our jobs, you know.
Yeah.
I think of them. If
they think of them as glamorous and exciting, and no.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. I should say that if people think of our jobs at all, that may be what they think about. I don't know. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We have dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Visibility not great. Now, in some spots, there's no fog at all, but in others, it's really thick, so it's kind of in patches out there. But remember, an advisory in effect until 10. You might run into some fog wherever you're going, and that is not good news for visibility's sake. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Same goes for tonight. High today in the low 80s, low tonight around 68 degrees. I like that high being in the low 80s. That sounds good. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. And the high tomorrow in the upper 80s, a little bit warmer. Low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. In case you're wondering about Wednesday, it's going to be warmer still and kind of back to normal around here. Mostly sunshine with a high in the low 90s on Wednesday.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
And I should tell you that Dickey's Barbecue Pit is where you can go to eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickey's.com. Dickey's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. WCHL News Time is 7:18. The police chief at North Carolina Central University has been charged with driving while impaired. State troopers said 54-year-old Timothy Bellamy was at a driver's license checkpoint in Greensboro around 12:30 in the morning on Saturday when an officer smelled alcohol in his breath and noticed his eyes were red and glassy. Authorities say Bellamy did poorly on sobriety tests and registered a blood alcohol level of 0.09%. Now, the legal limit to drive is 0.08%, so he was barely above it. The university says Bellamy has been suspended with pay after his arrest. Bellamy told the television station in Greensboro that he couldn't talk about the case, referring all questions to his lawyer, who could not be reached. Before going to the university, Bellamy spent 27 years in the Greensboro Police Department, working as chief there for 3 years before he retired from that job in 2010. Again, the police chief at North Carolina Central University, Timothy Bellamy. And in news around town this morning, if you still have pets that need to be spayed or neutered, Orange County Animal Services will host another Spay-Neuter Day on Wednesday, August 20th. On that day, qualifying residents can have their pets spayed or neutered for no cost, thanks to the Spay-Neuter Assistance Program of North Carolina. To qualify, you have to be an Orange County resident who receives services from the Orange County Department of Social Services or who qualifies to do so by your income. If you're interested, you have until Friday to sign up. That is this Friday. To register or to find out if you qualify, call Rachel at Animal Services at 919-942-7387. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. In fact, you can find all of our news around town stories on our website. Go there and look for the news around town link. Click on it and you're there. 7:20 at WCHL. Time for championship sports. Another exciting event happening for Carolina football fans. The University of North Carolina will wear Carolina blue and black uniforms against San Diego State on September 6th and will encourage its fans to also wear Carolina blue or black in a game billed as the Keenan Stadium Tar Pit Stripeout. This will be the second game of the season. Based on their ticketed section, UNC fans should wear Carolina blue or black to the 8 p.m. game versus the Aztecs. Carolina students in the Tar Pit student section will be wearing black. Official Keenan Stadium Tar Pit Stripeout T-shirts can be purchased for $14 in the stadium during the Liberty and San Diego State games. Shirts also are now available at Chapel Hill Sportswear on Franklin Street, as well as UNC student stores. Those shirts were also on sale at Carolina's Meet the Heels event this past Saturday. That was a rousing success. All the Carolina football players were there meeting the fans. The coaches were there. Coach Larry Fedora had a long line of folks waiting to meet him and get his autograph and that sort of thing. And it was a lot of fun on Saturday in Keenan Stadium. Actually, they had to move the event inside the Blue Zone because of the inclement weather and the wet field, but didn't dampen anybody's enthusiasm. And everybody excited now about Carolina football season, which starts August 30th at home against Liberty. Of course, you can hear every Carolina game and complete coverage of every Carolina game and coverage of the Tar Heels throughout the week right here on WCHL. Carolina men's tennis player Braden Snur will be taking on the likes of Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic this week in Toronto. Snur, a sophomore at UNC, qualified for the Rogers Cup and ATP Masters Series event over the weekend with a pair of commanding straight-set wins over Japan's Yuichi Sugita and Australia's Matthew Ebden. The latter is ranked inside the top 100 in the world. Snur is currently ranked number 609 in the ATP rankings, and that's sure to change following the Rogers Cup. Being a Canadian himself, Snur's unlikely heroics in his home country are made all the more special. He says his dream is to play the game full-time as a pro. The 19-year-old enrolled at UNC back in January made quite a splash in his freshman campaign for the Tar Heels, who were knocked out in the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. Snur will take on Italy's Andrea Seppi, ranked number 48 in the world in the opening round. Now, if Snur is able to get past the crafty Italian, he could face a potential second-round meeting with American number one and Greensboro native John Isner. You can follow Snur's progress in the Rogers Cup at rogerscup.com. Roy McIlroy picked up another victory. Tiger Woods made another early exit over the weekend. McIlroy began the first round of the Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio, trailing Sergio Garcia by three shots before rallying for a two-stroke win over the Spaniard. The Irishman opened the final round with three straight birdies on his way to a 4-under 66 and a 15-under total. McIlroy earned over $1.5 million and reclaimed the number one ranking from Adam Scott. McIlroy was playing for the first time since his wire-to-wire win at the British Open. Mark Leishman finished third, three shots back and three ahead of Keegan Bradley, Patrick Reed, Justin Rose, and Charles Schwartzel. Phil Mickelson had the day's best round, an 8-under 62 that allowed him to finish tied for 15. Obviously, he didn't get off to such a good start. Woods had to withdraw following his tee shot in the ninth hole. He injured his back playing a shot from the edge of the bunker on the par 5 second hole and took himself out of the tournament after eight holes. Woods did not say whether he would be able to play the PGA Championship at Valhalla next week. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Let's temper our enthusiasm over the 2014 Carolina football season. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Despite the rain that forced Meet the Heels inside to the Blue Zone Saturday, an exuberant crowd of several hundred UNC football fans came out to get autographs from the players and head coach Larry Fedora. But besides the names and numbers we know, from Marquise Williams to Ryan Switzer to Quinshard Davis to Norquitas Otis, who were the rest of these guys? Yes, the Tar Heels have some outstanding skill players who will likely score lots of points again this season. But the fact that only eight seniors will be on the active roster in 2014 is no small cause for concern. The NCAA probation may be over, but the collateral damage is still in effect, not only a stained reputation, but experience and depth on the roster. Fedora, by all accounts, is doing a fabulous job selling the UNC program to prospects and trying to get young players ready ASAP. Last week, he signed three high school stars to scholarships who will enroll in January and participate in spring practice. That will accelerate their readiness for the 2015 season. But this fall, Carolina is almost completely untested in the interior offensive and defensive lines, a direct result of the loss of 15 scholarships, 5 per year during the probational period, which penalizes a program for much longer than 3 seasons. While Fedora can now sign a full class of 25 recruits moving forward, it will take most of those signees a year or two to become regular contributors on game day. So it's really more than a 3-year probation. Hopefully Carolina can grow up in a hurry on the offensive line, getting some talented but green kids ready over the next 4 weeks before the August 30 opener against Liberty. And Fedora's spread offense will help that more than if he had a ground-em, pound-em attack behind an inexperienced front line. The defense remains a concern, as it was for the first half of last season, and now having to replace starters like Kareem Martin and Tim Jackson. Early defeats the last 2 years to Georgia Tech and East Carolina, which scored more than 100 total points on the heels of Keenan Stadium, cannot happen again if UNC is to pick up where it left off with 7 wins out of its last 8 games. It will still be a year or two before Carolina football has a full complement of experienced players and can make a serious run at the ACC Championship. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Table, a local nonprofit that provides healthy emergency food aid to hungry Chapel Hill and Carborough children, is getting a new look. Newfangled web design team has developed a new logo and website for us to facilitate user navigation and better represent our work in the community. We invite you to go to tablenc.org to check it out and learn more about ways to get involved in the effort to end childhood hunger in Chapel Hill and Carborough. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about the youth in our community.
Put on your walking shoes and join the Orange County Department on Aging and the Carolina Association of Pharmacy Students for the 10th annual Aging in Stride 5K Run Walk on Saturday, November 1st. Proceeds from the Aging in Stride 5K benefit the Orange County Aging in Place Fund, which supports services and supplies for frail seniors who have exhausted all other resources. To register or make a donation, please call 919-245-4274 or register online at agingandstride.weebly.com.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by Chapelboro.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Mario bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way can the Tar Heels score today?
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live. Live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
7:30, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, and your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. We've got to worry about the fog. It's really thick in patches out there. Some places there's no fog at all. Other places it's really thick, which cuts down on visibility greatly. So please be careful out there. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms happening in the afternoon. And a 30% chance of rain this evening as well. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Love the sound of that. Low tonight, about 68 degrees. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain. A little warmer with a high in the upper 80s. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrbrook. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrbrook community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett in the northern part of Gaza. A terrorist commander was spotted.
The Israeli military says that it was targeting militants with the group Islamic Jihad who were on a motorcycle nearby.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward's in Gaza City says a temporary truce is being observed by Israel. She says more people are out on the streets. CBS's Robert Berger.
Palestinians are using the truce to stock up on food and supplies, inspect the damage to their homes, and bury their dead.
Officials in Gaza say they blame Israel for an airstrike on a UN school. Chris Gunnis is with the UN.
We have notified the Israeli army 33 times about the fact that there were people at this shelter, this school, and the last time was an hour before.
10 civilians were killed, 30 other people injured. As for casualties overall, Save the Children's Osama Damo.
More than 252 children lost their lives, and every four people killed, one of them is a child.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Foggy this morning. Look for a high today in the low 80s. I'm Rod Stutz. UNC Chapel Hill officials are worried the newly approved system-wide freeze on need-based financial aid could drive up student debt. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Stephen Farmer is UNC Chapel Hill's Vice Provost for Enrollment and Undergraduate Admissions. He says Friday's move by the Board of Governors to freeze the financial aid budget for Chapel Hill will make it hard for the nation's first public university to fulfill its commitment to affordable education.
It's going to be hard for us to find alternative sources of funding. If we can't find alternative sources of funding, then we predict that debt will rise and that more students will have to borrow.
The UNC Board of Governors voted unanimously on Friday to cap tuition increases at 5% each year for the next 4 years at all of the state's 16 colleges and universities. The board also placed a cap on need-based financial aid, limiting it to 15% of tuition revenue starting next year. Currently, UNC Chapel Hill and five other schools already spend more than that on need-based aid. Those schools are not required to decrease the amount of financial aid offered to students, but won't be able to increase the aid budget even if tuition goes up. Farmer says financial aid is crucial for many Chapel Hill students.
I think there's a misperception out there that the only students who receive need-based aid at Carolina or at other colleges and universities are students who are truly low income. The fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of students at Carolina who receive financial aid are middle-class students. They come from middle-income households.
More than a third of UNC Chapel Hill students take out loans to help pay for education. Once the aid freezes in place, that number could rise to about 50%. Farmer says that would effectively undo much of the work that's been done in the past decade and a half to ensure Chapel Hill remains affordable.
We would not have been able to do what we've done over the last 15 years, keeping Carolina affordable, keeping it a best value, making sure that the average indebtedness of our students is no higher today in real dollars than it was 15 years ago. We couldn't have done all those things if we hadn't had access to tuition and we hadn't been able to return a share of the tuition revenue that we collect back to students in the form of need-based aid.
The aid freeze was approved in conjunction with a tuition cap, but Farmer says that's not likely to help students in need, as the cost of room, board, and books continue to go up independent of tuition. Still, he says the university is committed to making sure as many qualified students can attend as possible.
This university is completely committed to making it possible for every student we admit to enroll here. We don't think that a great public university should be available only to the people who can afford to pay. That's a bedrock value of Carolina, and we're going to fight like crazy to defend it. So we'll do everything we can to mitigate the impact of this proposal on our students, because our students are worth defending.
The tuition cap and financial aid freeze are slated to go into effect in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL
News Time is 7:35. You might smell smoke or see flames near Southern Village today and tomorrow and Wednesday, but fire officials say there's no cause for alarm. That's because the Chapel Hill Fire Department is conducting firefighting training exercises that will involve controlled burning at three houses. Deputy Chief Matt Lawrence says that rare opportunity presents itself only once in a while, and the department will take advantage of it for training purposes.
It's really, really important that we're able to do this type of training because it's as real as we can possibly make it for our fire responders.
The houses are located along 1551 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street. They're scheduled to be demolished to make way for the new Southern Village Hotel. But first, Chapel Hill firefighters will have a chance to hone their skills in a live fire.
Majority of our training is conducted in our training center, which is a concrete and steel building that we can light fires in. But it's very difficult to recreate fire behavior and how fire moves through an actual wood frame structure. So this is a good opportunity.
The department will burn one house each day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's today, tomorrow, and the following day. All fire crews will have a chance to participate in the training. One southbound lane of 15501 will be closed in the area starting at 9 o'clock this morning and the next 2 days as well. But the lane should be reopened in time for afternoon rush hour. You can learn more by reading this story on our website at chapelboro.com. A South Carolina developer, OTO Development, is proposing the construction of a new four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. While the developer has not yet announced which brand would label this particular hotel, there is a desire to make the location more upscale and make it accessible to the many retail and dining spots found downtown. OTO told the Community Design Commission that the creation of this new hotel would serve as a positive addition to the town for a number of reasons, including numerous job opportunities for both for construction and for the hotel itself, creating thousands of dollars in tax revenue annually, and it will be another piece of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership's project puzzle called Rosemary Imagined, which is a conceptualized area of Rosemary Street that seeks to bring further entrepreneurial and technological expansions. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership is Meg McGurk. She says she's in complete support of this new hotel as it will help realize their plans of making Rosemary Street the new hotspot in downtown Chapel Hill.
We know that the community has already said that it should be the entrepreneurial and innovative hub for our entire community. More retail opportunities, more multifamily housing, those are some of the things, the visions that have come out of that process. And now we've expanded it to all of downtown. But that particular site where this hotel is proposed was one of the opportunity sites that came out of the Rosemary Imagined plan.
McGurk also lists a number of reasons as to why this new proposed hotel at this particular location would impact our community in a variety of positive ways.
Having another fantastic hotel downtown adds to our commercial tax base. We see it adds jobs to downtown. It adds vitality, more visitors downtown. We see tourism increasing here in Orange County. We want to capture those folks that are coming to Chapel Hill and Carver so that they're not staying in hotels in Durham or Wake. We want them here. It's a good location for a hotel downtown.
For more information on the Rosemary Imagine plan, you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. In fact, for all of our stories, news and sports stories, you can find them on our website, chapelboro.com. With instantly live streaming, there's an app for that. And, hey, Aaron Keck is here today. Aaron Keck, star of the photo gallery that is now on chapelboro.com.
I'm in one of the pictures.
From Meet the Heels. Only one?
Yeah, just one.
I haven't got a chance to look through all of them yet. But
I think you're in two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You doubled up on me. But it's a great photo gallery. Yeah. We were talking about Meet the Heels. You were talking about it, I think, earlier this hour. And we were talking about it last hour. And it was just a really terrific event. And Susan Murray's got a photo gallery up on chapelboro.com right now. You can go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom. She's got that photo gallery there from Meet the Heels. Pictures of us there broadcasting live. Ron talking with some kids and interviewing Norkeithis Otis, Larry Fedora signing autographs, all the players interacting with the kids. It was a really terrific event.
Yeah, Norkeithis Otis, I am really impressed with him. It's the first time I've had a chance to actually talk with him and meet him up close and personal. And so many times, you know, fans don't really recognize the football players because you know, they don't see them without
their
helmets.
Right, yeah. But football's a really anonymous sport like that. You put on your pads and your helmet and your face is invisible almost unless you're standing on the sidelines with your helmet off. But not like basketball.
Yeah, that especially goes when you're an offensive lineman like that. You don't get many mentions many headlines.
There's 22. I always say about football versus basketball, it's easier for me to follow basketball because there's only 10 people on the court at any given time. With football, there's 22.
Yeah.
And there are certain sort of marquee positions, quarterback, running back, receiver, cornerback, safety. But the heart of the game is on the line, and those people don't get as much like individual recognition, but they're so important. So
if you don't get it done in the trenches, you're not going to get it done on the scoreboard,
absolutely.
That's for sure. And, you know, I'm excited about this year's Carolina football season, but I think that Art is right in his sports notebook today.
Yeah.
We don't need to get too carried away because this is a very young football team.
Oh, it's summer. Let's get carried away. They're going to go 13-0 and win it all.
Well, there's some people out there who might think that, but I think they're crazy. So,
but it's a good team. They'll have a good year this year.
Yeah, I think so too.
They have a good opportunity too to get off to a good start because they've got Liberty at home. They've got San Diego State, which is going to be the black and blue game, and then East Carolina after that on the road. I think is their third game, and that's a good chance for us as long as we win.
Yeah, that'll be a long day there.
To get some revenge
anyway,
from last year.
And we'll find out a lot about our team when we play in East Carolina.
Yeah,
for sure.
But hopefully we'll go in there 2-0 after San Diego State. San Diego State's got a good team, I think. It varies from year to year, I think. We'll have to look. But yeah.
Wide open offense, I know.
Definitely.
That much, but otherwise, don't know a lot. And we should be able to get by Liberty, I would certainly hope.
Hopefully, so, yeah.
At any rate.
I know Michigan, since I'm from Michigan, Michigan State's all excited about the year this year because they won the Rose Bowl last year. And U of M's a little bit apprehensive. And their first game this year is against a team that they should beat, which is App State.
Yeah.
But, you know, historically, App State's beaten Michigan in the past. So.
That's right.
Those first game of the season teams can really sneak up on you. So you can't overlook Liberty, but yeah, we should win that game.
That's why they play the game.
That's why they play the game.
Yeah.
So that's on our website, chapelboro.com. And head to the website. Also, Jeff Dander's got a column up. It's another column on climate change. He's using the holes that have formed in Siberia as sort of a jumping off point to talk about that. And apparently that's gotten quite a few views because that's one of Jeff's columns that's made its way into the national science discussion. So you've got some people already commenting on that. So check that out. And it's one of those where the comment thread is interesting too. If you're one of those people that likes to dive down that rabbit hole and read the comment thread.
All right, thank you very much. Today's commentary is on the way. Also from Colleen
Bridger. From Colleen Bridger, yeah.
She talks about the real, she tells us the real story behind Chicken Gunya. Chicken Gunya, which is really kind of a funny name.
It's always fun when Jeff's columns make the national rounds, because I know Jeff's columns on Chicken Gunya were a little bit alarming, and he was forthright about that too. But Alex Jones, who is one of the conspiracy theorists, he's got his own radio show, was quoting Jeff's column last week, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was interesting to see Jeff in that context.
All right.
But,
hey, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again and get a look at traffic on WCHR.
All right, sounds good.
It's 7:43.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on 4 lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for 4 phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing. To receive credit within 3 months, other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Breadman's? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Breadman's, come to Breadman's. Eat at Breadman's every day.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. Chikungunya. It's a funny word that is scaring a lot of people. The chikungunya virus has been around in the Caribbean and other tropical locations for decades, but just arrived in the United States last week. It's spread by two types of mosquitoes that here in the U.S. can mainly be found in the southeast. In North Carolina, public health professionals have been watching its encroachment and planning for its inevitable arrival for years. New viruses happen all the time, and it is often a serious threat to our health, but I must admit I chuckle a bit at the reactions I see from people. Some like to go into what I call Chicken Little mode, running around telling anybody who will listen that the absolute worst case scenario will absolutely happen and we'll all be helpless to stop it. Others like to go into conspiracy mode, claiming that the virus was inflicted upon us by an evildoer. Most of the folks I've talked to, though, are only paying attention to chikungunya, quite honestly, because it has a funny name. So yes, chikungunya is serious. The best defense against it is to limit your exposure to mosquito bites by emptying standing water sources and wearing long sleeves and pants. But don't barricade indoors waiting for 40,000 of your friends and neighbors to fall victim to this dreaded disease. We've had two infections occur in the United States so far, none in our state. I hope you won't listen to either the Chicken Littles or the conspiracists. Besides, the best way to keep your immune system in tip-top shape is to get regular physical activity. Just don't forget your bug spray. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
747 at WCHL, we have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather together coming up next. We also have today's clean joke of the day, the word of the day from Wayne Pond. And today's WCHL hometown hero is Mark McCurry, assistant to the mayor for the last 4.5 years.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Pita Grill.
And traffic is still looking good out there. Again, a little bit foggy this morning. Looks like the fog is lifting a bit right now, but still be careful out there. I think that dense fog advisor is in effect until 10. So be careful driving around. Give yourself a little bit more time to get where you're going. As for traffic, though, things are okay. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good through Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I-40 problem-free east and west from Hillsboro to Raleigh. Durham traffic looking good. as well. But if you're seeing anything we're not reporting, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, or give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363.
And Pita Grill is family-owned and located in Timberline Shopping Center. They're perfect for lunch or dinner. Check out the popular new menu items, including chicken and beef shawarma, plates and wraps, all at Pita Grill in the Timberline Shopping Center off Weaver Dairy Road. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And it is 69 degrees, 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a moment here. It is mostly cloudy today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still some fog hanging around out there. We have a dense fog advisory in effect until 10. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Love the sound of that. Low tonight in the upper 60s. And we'll have a 20% chance of more rain tonight. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s, a little warmer. And then Wednesday, mostly sunshine, but a high in the low 90s. Ugh. 7:50 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the aforementioned Wayne Pond is with us today. What kind of ripples in the pond today?
Aforementioned. I'm just all of Twitter.
You just get, I didn't realize you were on Twitter.
Not social media here either.
I didn't realize you were on Twitter, Wayne.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I was thinking 100% chance of Wayne Pond. There are lots of forms of immortality, but I swear, being part of a Ronstadt's weather forecast, that's what you call the big time.
Well, I never say 100% until you're actually on the phone.
How do you know that it's me?
Well, I just assume that it is. Your timing is so impeccable.
Rash assumptions. All right, guys, here we go. The word of the day for fans of linguistics, history of the language, all that sort of stuff. You're going to get a big charge out of this.
Also, the Aaron Keck fan club will enjoy this.
I think those two are synonymous there, Ron.
Oh, okay.
Quit picking on me and let me spit this out, will you please? The word of the day is morpheme. Morpheme. And no, Aaron, we're not talking about the hero of The Matrix.
I was thinking about a painkiller myself, but, you know, that's fine.
Go ahead and take one morpheme and rest all day, right? All right, M as in mother, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E. M as in mother.
Again. I spelled it right.
M-O-R.
Me too.
P-H-E-M-E, morpheme. The illustration that the wordsmith uses here to define morpheme goes to another word, non-combustible, and what the wordsmith says is that because a morpheme is a part of a word that is irreducible in terms of meaning. In other words, you can't get any smaller unit of meaning. Mm. With non-combustible, you've got non, and combust, and ible. And all of them are morphemes. Are you satisfied? Did you get your money's worth this morning?
Yeah, dog food, ibbles and bits.
Leave it to Rod Stutz to reduce it to dog food. Arf, arf.
So what is what does morpheme mean?
It is a word or a part of a word that is irreducible, contains no smaller unit of meaning, and again, non, combust, and ible. All three are morphemes.
All right.
Okay, try and work that into conversation.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey, listen, I tell you, you talk about...
are you sure morpheme isn't the hero from The Matrix?
meeting low expectations. I just can't... Could you guys get any less excited, please?
I'm still trying to work out if non-combustible is a morpheme or if it's non-combust
no, no, no,
and ible.
No, no.
It's the three parts. It's the three parts.
Wait, okay. Non and combust and ible.
Okay.
All three.
There
morphemes.
We go. All right.
There we go. All right. Put your quarter in the machine for crying out loud.
All right. Well, if it's like the one down
listen,
the hall.
This has gone on painfully way too long. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Buddy, Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Aaron, why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And if you can get this one today, you have really earned your Cruisers gift card. Morpheme. Okay.
Morpheme.
All right. Well, time now for the clean joke of the day. And we turn to the comic who really has written the book on comedy, Aaron Keck.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. I've written a book on comedy. It has not sold very well.
Well, he's part of the DSI comedy troupe.
That's true.
It's just
I've got a lot to live up to. I've got the whole troupe riding on this joke, Ron.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Well, it's a short joke. I'll make it short and sweet again.
All right.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Ron. Some people say it's wrong to fill your animals with helium. But I say, you know what? Whatever floats your goat.
Not bad.
Oh. You're going to feel hoarse after doing that.
Actually, that's terrible.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For the last 4.5 years, Mark McCurry has been the assistant to the mayor. Now he's leaving to go to Duke Law School.
I don't think it's quite settled in that I'm gone. I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and it's been really a lifestyle. It's both kind of what you do and who you are, and I think it'll become a little bit more clear what that means to me as I step away and let the pressure of the office kind of just depart my shoulders and pass on to someone else.
Mark McCurry is today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, remembering the time that Mark McCurry started.
The economy was crashing around that time, and the town of Chapel Hill was really having to think about looking to the future in different ways. We had to create a whole different mayor's office, really, to respond to the unique pressures of the time. And I think we together, set a standard that kind of redefines how the mayor's office in Chapel Hill engages with the citizens of Chapel Hill and with the university and with outside jurisdictions. One of the things I've been really proud of is being able to continue the restoration of our great relationship with the university, but also being able to, during these last 4.5 years, reach out to other jurisdictions, not just Carrboro and Hillsborough and Orange County and Durham, but across the state and across the country, where we are recognized as leaders in so many ways. We were able to do that in large part because Mark was working the office and was able to message about our community in a really effective way.
Mark McCurry has done a great job behind the scenes as the mayor's assistant.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a really unique position and one that changes depending upon both the mayor and the aide. The only job description that the aide has is to make your boss successful. That's pretty much it. And the citizens of Chapel Hill get to decide how successful I'm being every 2 years. And as you engage in that role, I mean, you have really, in a lot of ways, you learn on the job because you never know what you're going to get on a given day. And you have to help talk with the mayor about what the goals are moving forward and how to advocate and how to use the office effectively to meet the citizens' needs.
Yeah, and we try to make sure that he's like the hard worker behind the scenes, but the voice is the people you mentioned before, and the face is the council members, the manager, the mayor. And we had a rule right at the beginning. His name was never to appear in print.
There were some really interesting challenges that came along with the job, and Mark McCurry always handled them well.
Really interesting characters would just walk into the mayor's office or call, and Mark had, for the last 4.5 years, has just had to deal with them. And always has done it consistently in a very polite, respectful way. Some people had some really strange requests or assumptions about how government worked.
Thanks to Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, and thanks to Mark McCurry. And good luck in law school. Mark McCurry, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Have your office order online from Dickie's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at dickies.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. In 2011, Chapel Hill Training was voted best gym by Chapelboro.com. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
It's foggy this morning, 30% chance of rain later on in the day. Our high today in the low 80s. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Toledo water crisis.
We still have two spots of concern.
Southern California surge.
I've seen this wall of mud coming down.
Condemnation of Gaza attack.
The State Department called it disgraceful.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 400,000 people in Ohio and Michigan are facing a third day with a drinking water ban. Toledo Mayor Michael Collins, up in the middle of the night, says toxin levels from algae in Lake Erie have now fallen, technically now in the safe zone, but he's not taking any chances.
I've instructed our people to go resample and retest because I am not going to take any chances with this community's well-being and health.
The first warnings went out on Saturday for people not to use the water for drinking, bathing, or cooking, and it set off a massive effort to get bottled water distributed. WBNS-TV reporter Kevin Landers.
You're all set. You have a good day now.
In the city of Rosford.
All the way to the end, please. Unlock your doors for them, please.
Jugs of water.
You want them through here?
Are viewed as a precious commodity.
People don't realize how dependent they are on water until something like this happens.
Those who run water stations like this.
We'll get it right in there for you.
Say they'll continue to hand out jugs of water to anyone in need. And what they're finding, they say, is that the need is coming from farther and farther away.
It was too much water too soon in drought-ravaged Southern California. A weekend deluge caused flash flooding and mudslides in the San Bernardino Mountains.
It was raining so bad that entire mountain slid down.
One death is blamed on the surging water. Thousands of people have been stranded in homes and campgrounds.
You open up the door and just take a step out, and it was like,